What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good, and powered by Verizon, Cape Cod Lumber, Applebee's, Boston Firefighters Credit Union, Ketch's Law Group, and McFarlane Energy.
We need your help. Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, back to Jones and Keith in the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
High noon here on Jones and Keith, day one of the Jimmy Fund Telethon. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you can see $455,826 raised thus far. You can donate toll-free, 877-738-1234, online, jimmyfund.org, or you can text to give any amount, if that's the easiest way to do it, by texting KCANCER to 56512. I do want to remind everyone, you can sign up as a monthly donor today, and you'll be entered to win an exclusive Fenway Park tour, including a behind-the-scenes look at the WEEI and Nesson Studios. The winner is going to be selected this week. You can join Jimmy's team, which is the monthly giving program, and a meaningful gift will be charged on your credit card each month. It's an easy way to support the work of Dana-Farber all year long. Again, 877-738-1234 or online, jimmyfund.org to sign up today. We are joined now by Dr. Wolfram Gessling and by Dr. Andy Wagner joining us here, guys. Thank you for coming by and joining us here on the telethon today.
Thank you for having us.
I ask this to most people that come on the telethon. What can you tell us, Dr. Gessling, about your story and why you're here today? Because it is a pretty unique story.
I'm really here to say thank you to Dana-Farber. 12 years ago, I was diagnosed with an ultra-rare cancer in my face that gave me a very low chance to ever see my kids graduate from high school. And thanks to the work done and the treatment I received at Dana-Farber, I'm here and I feel well and I'm cancer-free.
Now, when you first got your diagnosis, the first call was to Dr. Wagner, is that true?
That is correct.
Why was that?
Andy and I are really great friends. We trained together. We trained in oncology together. And at that time, we lived just across the street from each other. And he's also a specialist for that very rare cancer that I have, angiosarcoma. And so it was totally natural to ask him for advice and get his help and guidance.
What was your reaction when you first heard?
Well, first I was shocked. Wolfram said he needed me, and I said, "What do you need?" And he told me what was going on, and of course, you know, Wolfram's like family, and it's scary. And of course, I offered help however I could, which doesn't mean me taking care of Wolfram because I couldn't do that, but really to connect him with my colleagues who could.
Now, your experience professionally, when you noticed a growth on your face, do you feel like? Maybe because of your experience, you knew better to call and stay on top of it, because I know a lot of people may wait or just assume something is going to go away. So how do you think your background and your experience helped you lead to ultimately getting some help?
This was just an annoying pimple in my face. I didn't think at all this could be cancer. I did have an alert dermatologist who helped make this diagnosis. You could go back and think back and say, oh, I should have seen this earlier, or I should have thought I'm not a teenager anymore. This cannot be acne. But, you know, I do think it was important to look forward and face the treatment. So I think I got mostly lucky that I had caring physicians around me who made the diagnosis and then came up with a treatment plan.
Now, you ended up writing a book about your experiences. So what was that process like? And then what has the feedback been?
Yeah, that's been really amazing, actually, too. After more than a decade, and I should add, in the meantime, I had one recurrence where in 2020, the cancer came back. And at that point, I was really saved by an innovative trial and treatment that was co-developed here at Dana-Farber. And then to go back emotionally and sort of go through all the steps that happened with me, with my family, with me professionally, was hard, but was also really helpful. And the feedback from patients who have gone through similar situations but didn't feel like that this was an experience that, that other people share was actually really helpful. And so I do think communicating about what happens to you as a cancer patient and that you're not alone and that this experience of being alone, having fear of scans, not knowing what the next step might be are things that are universal to cancer patients. And it's important to know that. And so that feedback has been really heartwarming and rewarding.
So you hear right there, that's where the money can go at 877-738-1234. You can donate right now on the phones. You can also text to give any amount, KCancer 56512. Now, you guys are both veterans of the Pan Mass Challenge as well. 15 years, I heard, for you. Is that right?
Correct.
18 years for you, Andy. So what is that? Are you guys riding together? Are you training together? Like, how does the whole experience, how much do you overlap with that?
Well, 1 year we trained together once in a while. 1 year we were training. It was, I think, Father's Day, and we stopped to help someone who had a flat. But it took us extra time to get home, and it made our wives very nervous that we were in a serious accident. They were ready to call the hospitals. So we try not to ride much together anymore. We do ride for a few minutes together on the Pan Mass Challenge ride, but Wolfram's too strong of a rider for me to keep up, so I can ride with her.
Well, that's why I was just going to ask. So you're the stronger rider out of the two.
I think we're both strong. Okay. In different ways.
All right.
He was training in the Swiss Alps this year.
Wow. I see. I like that. We're both strong in different ways. Like, I that's how me and Keith
we should
sort of feel.
Yeah, exactly. That's not
bad.
Yeah,
it's true.
So in addition to a book, there's also a documentary that you were featured in, and you were as well, right? So what was that like?
Well, I mean, Wolfram's story is so special, as you said. I think from the book, which is only in German right now, but it was a bestseller there, the best thing about it for me, since I couldn't read it, is that I have all these colleagues in Europe who said to me, you know him? You know this guy? And I said, yep, I know Wolfram. So the documentary was terrific, too. It was filmed by a German documentarian. It's a really wonderful production, again, telling the story and the journey and the different bumps and successes along the way.
It's amazing. So let me get them all straight. Writer, yep. Documentarian, right. Doctor, you're running, you're biking.
Yeah.
You're also playing the trumpet in the Longwood Symphony Orchestra, that as well?
That is correct.
Man, what's the most challenging out of some of your activities? Like, is it the writing? Is it the music? Like, out of those activities, what do you find is challenging to you?
Everything's challenging and rewarding. I think, you know, after my initial surgery, I lost some sensation in my face and some muscle strength. So playing trumpet is an additional challenge, but it's really the community with my orchestra friends and the ability to give back and perform and make music together. That's really rewarding, even though it's hard sometimes for me.
And how are you feeling today? What's your day-to-day like?
My day today is I'm busy, I'm healthy, I feel really well and strong. I have another course of treatment tomorrow. It's really maintenance treatment for this cancer to never come back. I have almost no side effects, which I'm really grateful for, and which is not common and not a given. And I feel both protected and well taken care of by my treatment team at the Farber.
And Wolfram mentioned this very briefly, but he participated in a clinical trial that was supported by funds raised through philanthropy, including the telethon.
Well, and you guys raise a lot with the Pan Mass Challenge as well. And that's what I was just going to ask you, Dr. Wagner, that where does the money go? Because I think a lot of times people hear, oh, well, it's a telethon and I can donate. But being able to hear specifically how that money is utilized and where it goes to, can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, it's used in so many ways, and it's increasingly critical for us to provide better care for patients. It goes to fund research, both laboratory and clinical research. It goes to support our patients. So we have patients who can't afford to drive in to see us, so we help provide them gas cards to help them pay the cost of gas. You heard, I think, earlier today, there's discussion of a food pantry to help people who have limited resources. Cancer is expensive for patients, and we really try to provide support around the care people receive. We also have social work and nutritionists and psychologists and chaplaincies and other people who are very involved in the care. These aren't necessarily billable things. They're just things that we think are necessary to provide holistic care for patients.
I remember when I was sick the first time, and my kids were very little. We have four kids at the time. They were 5, 7, 9, 11. And we had a social worker specially working with them for them to understand what it means for dad to be sick. And this is, as Andy says, this is not something that you can bill to an insurance company, but it's vital to a patient. It was really vital for us back then.
So other prosthetics, wigs, toys at the Jimmy Fund Clinic for the kids goes to funding the trip to spring training every year. So there's lots of great ways you can give, again, at 877-738-1234, jimmyfund.org, or you can text to give any amount to K-Cancer to donate. Text K-Cancer, rather, to 56512 to donate today. Closing in on $500,000. Now, Dr. Gessling, you're going to the Red Sox game tonight, right?
I am.
We've heard a lot of people say, I'm giving the kids. Kids are getting the tickets. I think the Red Sox have been a hot ticket, but you're actually going tonight, which is great.
They're hot. My youngest son is a pitcher. He plays for the club team at his college. And,
oh, awesome.
And so we're going.
Awesome.
Very good. Should
Excellent.
Be a perfect night for it,
too. It should be a lovely night. Team's hot, as you said. Enjoy the game tonight. Honestly, thank you to both of you for coming out, sharing the story, and helping us raise a lot of money here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Gessling and Dr. Wagner joining us here on day one of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance. It is year 23. We continue to update that tote board throughout the course of the day. Again, at 877-738-1234, or you can text to give any amount to K-Cancer or to 56512. Text K-Cancer there. Is what you should do. Thanks so much again to Dr. Gessling and Dr. Wagner. When we come back right after a trending with Nick LaPan, we're going to talk to Olivia.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Please help us strike out cancer.
Please help me and others fighting cancer as we raise money for the Jimmy Fund. Call 877-738-1234.
Now, back to Jones and Keefe in the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
It is day one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance. Watch twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Closing in on $480,000. $477,201. Now, you hear that is Olivia right there. Olivia of Lowell with her mom and dad, Brittany and Josh. Her brother Caleb are all here. I saw you snacking on some Cheetos. I'm sorry. Owen as well. Sorry.
Cheetos.
I saw you snacking on some Cheetos over there. They're pretty good.
They're cheesy.
They're so cheesy. Yeah. Well, I saw you had to wash off your hands too, which is pretty good.
Didn't want to.
Well, they had you update the big board over here. We're up to $477,201. So good job doing that. Olivia or Brittany, Josh, if you could tell us a little bit about Olivia and her story and why she's here today, we'd love to hear it.
Do you want to tell them, Olivia? No. Okay. So Olivia was diagnosed with ALL 4 days before her fifth birthday. So it was obviously life-changing, right? You think you are living this normal life, right, per se, and then all of a sudden something like that happens. And but the team at Boston Children's Hospital and Dana-Farber and all, you know, the Jimmy Fund, they've been, you know, they do a great job of making, you know, an unfortunate situation. You know,
which my friends are the best.
Yeah, you have all sorts of friends over at the Jimmy Fund, yeah. Tell them about your friends. What do you do?
What kind of friends do you have, and what do you get
I
to do there?
I make slime.
You make slime?
Nice.
That is
great.
That is pretty fun.
Now, I heard you play video games. Is that true?
Yeah.
What kind of video games?
Roblox.
Roblox?
Nice. I play PlayStation.
Really? That's exciting. Do you play with your brother? Yeah.
Yeah. Is he pretty good? Is she pretty good? Thumbs up. She's pretty good at Roblox? Yeah, oh, she is. That's a good...
Owen's butt at Fortnite.
That can't be true. You can't be throwing that out there. I bet he's very good at Fortnite. I did not hear he was butt at Fortnite. I heard he was very good.
No, he's butt.
Okay, well.
how's your dad? I heard him say that he gets on the headset and plays sometimes, too. Not so good?
I don't play Fortnite. But
he gets butt kicked with some.
She's telling on everybody. That's why.
she really is. So you were telling us a little bit about the experience and how the Jimmy Fund has helped you guys in what it is and can be a difficult situation. What have you seen firsthand over there? I know she has friends over at the Jimmy Fund. She's making slime. What have you seen firsthand from some of the patients?
I've seen
there?
Aubrey.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can tell them about Aubrey, right? That's something that it really helps you, right?
Comfortable.
Yeah, she's Aubrey is the dog that's over there that comes in and
nice. I've heard about the doggy.
Oh yeah, yes. So
he's so comfortable.
Oh, yeah?
So yeah, that's
I
one of the
pet
things.
Him every day. I wish I had a dog, but Dad's annoying because he won't let us.
Well, it's a good day to put some pressure on your dad.
Yeah, clearly.
You're off the hook about down. The Fortnite stuff.
That is the way to do it. But you were just saying, the treatment there with the dog and the things
just
to do.
Everything they do from the day she was diagnosed until continuing, like things like this. I mean, Red Sox tickets, Patriots tickets, I mean, all sorts of stuff that just, like I said, they do a great job of making a situation that's not the best to be in, right, and turning a positive spin on it.
How come the guy behind us is not there?
He's taking pictures.
I mean, her attitude is incredible, and it's just, I mean, that must be just seeing how strong she is.
From day one, she's had the most positive attitude. I mean, it's incredible seeing how strong she's been. I mean, there's only been one or two days where she's really been down.
Mama.
The most part, it's been like this the entire time. So,
how about the big brother? How's he been?
Good. He's
been a little. Oh.
I shouldn't have asked.
that's on us.
That's on.
But it says you like playing outside, baseball and things like that with your brother. Yeah. What do you like to play? Baseball. What else?
I hit.
You hit. Oh, nice. Who pitches, Dad or your brother?
Both.
Nice. You hit them both? Sometimes?
Both.
Nice.
What about TV shows, movies? What else? Are you into anything else? Have you seen K-pop Demon Hunter? Have you seen this show?
Don't get her going.
Oh, it is great. Do you have a favorite song?
The Golden.
Golden's a heater. They're all heaters.
Golden's a good one.
They're all good.
I'm a soda pop guy myself.
Soda pop?
Those
can't go wrong with Takedown.
I can't go wrong with Takedown. Yeah. That's true. There are some very good ones for sure. Well, what would you want people to know specifically about? I know you were dealing or Olivia was dealing with some pain in her leg that kind of just wouldn't go away. What would you tell any parents with young children like this for any warning signs or symptoms and the help they can get at Dana-Farber?
I started Hot Cheetos again.
I think the biggest thing was Brittany did a great job. Like, I mean, you hear leg pain. I was like, all right, it's probably
my
growing pains, right? That's what I was, and then Brittany, finally calls me because it started going away. Yeah, if you want to talk, you can talk.
They want to hear about
it's all about me.
Yes, it is.
It is all about you. That's
so
true.
Always just double check, go with your gut feeling, and that's what I did. I just knew something was wrong, it's not right, and then I pushed for blood work, and then right when we went to Boston Children's, they immediately took
me
action.
Me and mom keep getting for the cream.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So MRI the next day, like, got her right in, started treatment, right? Like, everything was boom, boom, boom. So I'm so grateful that we immediately started treatment, and they did everything that they needed to do, and we found it.
Yeah, so. it was caught early, I mean, obviously she was having the leg pain, but she wasn't, like, sick. Like, some of the kids, they get to that stage where they're diagnosed, they're already starting to feel, symptoms. It was just leg pain that wouldn't go away, and it was almost like she was, like, moaning in her sleep. It was like something was wrong, right? But I said, growing pains is what I went to. And then finally Brittany was like, no. Something's wrong. Get the blood work done. And next thing you know, we were in Boston Children's Hospital for 29 days straight or whatever it was. So
what's it like now? What's the treatment plan now going forward?
It was a hard time.
It was a hard time. You did so good, huh?
So we
My
have.
My favorite is the dumplings.
They have good dumplings?
Yeah.
Trader Joe's dumplings.
Nice.
Shout out.
Nice. Yeah.
So we have about like a year and a half left, and it's after her last Kelpeg. That was probably the hardest days. It's like 8-hour days. You're in
yeah, she's
there.
Got one more of those left.
And then after it will kind of decrease, and we still have to go once a week, and a lot of just at-home treatment. Which
I hate the Kelpeg.
Yeah. Nobody yeah, likes.
I'm sure it's no. It's, I'm sure it's so, no fun.
She's
for sure.
she's doing
I
good.
Hate it.
We're lucky.
Can't even watch TV or iPad on my mom's phone.
Now, are you guys? I'm hoping you can get. Are you going to the game tonight?
Yes.
You are. Are you excited? Are you excited to see some baseball here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Who's your buddy on the Red Sox? Who's your best friend? What's his name?
Garrett Whitlock.
Garrett Whitlock.
Yeah.
Oh, great. They brought us in like a couple months ago, right? A month and a half ago. Did a photo shoot on the field.
Oh, that's great.
Her and Garrett Whitlock became good friends.
That's so awesome.
She always asks, is he pitching?
Is he pitching?
He might pitch.
We're
going to
see. Yeah, TBD. That's how you're going to be cheering at the game tonight. Well, Olivia and Josh and Brittany, we really appreciate you guys coming out. You enjoy the game tonight. And thank you for coming on and sharing your story. Is there anything else that you would like the audience to know before we let you guys go?
I would just say that, you know, if you're ever put in a situation where you're dealing with some type of cancer or anything, right? I mean, Boston, we're very grateful to be around this area for, you know, the hospital situation and the Dana-Farber, you know, Jimmy Fund, everything. It's been top notch. I mean, you're going to receive the best treatments, the people, the support. You get put in a life-changing situation, and they do a great job of making sure that you're able to get through it.
Okay.
Are you okay?
You guys are.
It's more hot Cheetos on your way out there.
You guys are very strong.
Maybe take a break.
We'll give you guys a little break. How's that, Olivia? Well, thank you for coming by. You can donate toll free 877-738-1234 or online jimmyfund.org. You can also text to give any amount. If that's the easiest way to do it, just text K-Cancer to 56512. Thank you so much for coming
you.
Out.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The game tonight.
Great to meet you.
And Olivia, go get some more snacks downstairs. You go do that. Thank you so much, guys. Well, we do want to encourage you again to donate now early and often. We're up to almost $480,000, $477,201. If we get to $1 million by the end of the Red Sox game tonight, Rob and Karen Hale are going to contribute an additional $1 million to match that total, but you got to do it by the end of the Red Sox game here tonight. So again, that's at 877-738-1234. You can donate right now or by texting KCANCER to 56512. So we will be checking in here as we typically do on a Patriots Monday with Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, thanks so much for joining us here, day one of the Jimmy Fund Telethon. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys.
We saw some action this weekend in Minnesota. Not a lot of extended run for the starters. I know you've been limited as well. How are you feeling getting ready to go into week one just a couple of weeks away?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Taking it day by day. And, you know, we're just trying to go out there, execute, get better every day, and feel like we're coming together. And so it's been good.
You know, you've been here for a few years now, and it's now three different head coaches. I think I've lost track of the offensive coordinators that you've had. So how is everything coming together at this point? A lot of new faces in the building, not just in the huddle with you, but also just the guys in charge.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, obviously there is a lot of turnover, a lot of new guys, not new faces, but that's what you get every year in a way in this league. I mean, every year is its own year. And, you know, Braves has brought a great energy. Josh obviously brings a great energy in our room. And I feel like guys are thriving off that. We're getting better. We're coming together. Drake's doing a great job, taking it day by day. And like I said, it's been good. It's been fun. I think last week was good for us. Joint practices, the last three have been really, really good for us and challenging, but also getting us better. So it makes me excited.
You mentioned the energy that Vrabel brings. Aside from that, what differences have you seen with the new coaching staff this year compared to Mayo and the Belichick staffs previously?
Yeah, I'm not going to compare anybody. Braves has been great. He's been a joy to be around, brings a lot of energy, accountability. Obviously, he was a player at a high level in this league, and so it's cool to be able to talk about things with him in that aspect too, and just have a ton of respect for him and what he's been able to do so far, and excited to go out there and compete and fight for him.
Is there a right number of preseason games in your mind? Obviously, it was four for such a long time. That's been trimmed down to three, and yet you still see around the league, both of your opponents really didn't play anybody, starters, I should say, in the first couple of weeks. Would you like to see it even go down to two, or do you think this is the right number?
I don't know, man. I don't have all the answers on that, man. I'm just, going out there trying to get better every day. I don't know. I think we're probably at a good spot with three. You wouldn't want to diminish too much just for the guys that are obviously going out there and there's a lot of guys fighting for jobs, man. Obviously, practice is still very, very important because you got to show it every single day. But these games are huge, man, because every team's watching. So I feel like I wouldn't want to diminish the opportunity that guys get to really make a team with that film.
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry joining us here on Jones and Keefe live on day one of the Jimmy Fund Telethon here on WEEI. Hunter, what have you seen thus far through camp? We haven't got to see him yet in a preseason game. We saw him a little bit in a joint practice setting when we were at the joint practice against the Commanders. What have you seen out of Steph Diggs thus far in year one in New England?
Obviously a guy that has played a long time in this league and had a lot of success at a high level, won a lot of football games, had a lot of, big time plays in this league, brings a lot of energy to the, that receiver room, and to our offense. So it's been fun to go out there and just kind of compete with them on the practice field. I feel like really gelling, coming together. I mean, that's what it's about. You can't turn down those reps that we get to have when we go out there on the field. So he's been a joy to be around, man. Been a lot of fun to pick his brain in a lot of ways. Just, he's seen a lot of football at a high level.
What's been your early impression of Will Campbell? Obviously, coming in as the number four pick, there's going to be a lot of high expectations on him. How do you think he's done so far?
Yeah, Will's doing a good job. He's coming to work every single day. Dude's got a locker next to me, so we get to spend a lot of time together, man. Good kid, and I love competing with him. And, he brings the energy of fire to the game that you got to love. Excited to continue to watch him improve. He's only going to continue to get better.
How about off the field? What's his personality like? Because I saw a video right after he was drafted where he came up here to New England. He's like, man, I didn't know you guys were even going to have trees here around the stadium. So what's his personality like kind of away from the field?
He's pretty laid back, pretty easygoing guy. Obviously from the South, so he's got that southern draw, that deep southern draw from Louisiana. It's funny. He kind of takes me back to my roots a little bit. It brings me back to pretty similar situation. I mean, he's 21 years old. I got in at the league at 21 years old, a high pick and, a long way from home, just a lot of change in your life, off the field. So it can be a lot. And so it's been cool to just be able to, be there for him, build a relationship with him. He's a lot of fun to be around, and just he's a good guy.
With the return of Josh McDaniels, have you found yourself also having like a lot of guys sort of come to you as somebody who was in the offense back in 2021?
I don't know if there's a lot of guys coming to me, but I put my input where I can, but also let the coaches kind of do what they got to do. But just try to talk through it with guys and just how you can add flair to different things and, how you got to see certain things in the offense, maybe definitely, playing in it for a year kind of definitely has helped me just, it's kind of like riding a bike, obviously picking it back up again, but you got to, go out there and execute it and kind of get the reps, and you got to get the reps with Drake too. I mean, Drake's asked me some things, just how I might see it, just how we've done it in the past or how Josh might see it. Just trying to help different guys in that aspect.
You know, it seemed like at least during the training camp practices that we had a chance to go down to, Mike Vrabel was with the offense a lot. And obviously splitting his time, you know, amongst everybody, but it seemed like the majority of his time was spent with the offense. What kind of input did he have there, or was it more just sort of observing what Josh was installing with everybody?
Well, I mean, he's the head coach, so, I mean, he's over everything, man. So, you know, he's going to be involved with us. He's going to be involved with the defense. So, I mean, I don't – maybe y'all see it that way, but, I mean, he's pretty balanced in that aspect. But, you know, he brings a great energy to our room and offense. I think the same energy he brings to the defense. So, you know, he also can give a defensive perspective to us in a way to see what a defense is maybe going to do against certain looks or different things so that we can be ready for that.
You mentioned Drake is coming along in year two. You said he's sort of reached out to see some things, or to you rather, to see how you're seeing some things. In what way, in your mind, has he made some strides here in year two?
Oh, man, I just think he's obviously a lot of confidence. Not that he never had that, but just a very confident individual. He's always been very confident, and I think it's in the leadership, stepping up in that aspect and just leading the guys, kind of keeping guys accountable, you know, telling guys how he sees things, how he, you know, wants things in a way on the field. So, you know, I think he steps up in a big way like that. It's been fun to see.
Are you guys already focusing your attention on the Raiders, or do you take time first to go over, you know, the last preseason game and what the Giants are going to do?
Yeah, we still got a game to play, man, so. We'll play that game, then we got a ways for the game. First game still.
Are you breaking news? Are you playing in that game? You're
going to
play in
man.
That one? Who is going to play in that game?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I'm healthy, we'll see.
Okay. Patriots tight end Hunter Henry joins us here on Mondays throughout football season on Patriots Mondays. Hunter, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas.
All right, Hunter Henry joining us here, day one of the Jimmy Fund telethon on WEEI. We are still closing in on $500,000 here on day one that you can donate toll-free at 877-738-1234 online, jimmyfund.org, and you can text to give any amount at 56512. Just text KCANCER there to donate right now. We were talking a little bit of the Patriots earlier today. He is he's an interesting one to talk to after a loss, Keith.
Yeah.
With the over-under a little higher this year, 8.5. You have him for 10. I have him for 9.
Yeah, there should be some more chipper Hunter Henry.
Maybe we'll get a little bit more of a chipper Hunter Henry.
He's a tough cookie to crack.
Takes some of those losses quite hard. I thought he was telling us he was going to play in that Giants game,
which I was not
expecting. So there you go. That's every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. I do want to remind you that you can become a member of Dana-Farber's President's Circle when you get $1,500 or more by making a commitment at that level. You lead by example, you help save lives, and you shape Dana-Farber's future. As a member, you'll receive updates on the latest news and developments at Dana-Farber, plus other benefits as well. Coming up next, we're going to check in with Deb and Erica and Jed Talbot, all from House. That's next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Fighting for those that inspire.
Please help WEEI and Nesson strike out cancer.
Please call 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, back to Jones and Keefe in the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Toll-free number to donate is 877-738-1234. You can donate online, www.jimmyfund.org, or you can text to give any amount. KCANCER to 56512 if that's the easiest way to give. We encourage you to donate now. Continue to donate. You're looking at the state-by-state sample there on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. We have the tote board closing in on $500,000 as well. And, well, to help us out with that, we are joined by Deb Howes, Erica Howes, and Jed Talbot of Howes joining us here. I know we've spoken in the past, Jed. This is our first time talking to you, but thank you all for stopping by and helping us out today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us back. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there's a lot that you'd like to share, and specifically last year with...
Sophia.
Sophia was with both of you a year ago, and it sounds like she's doing much, much better this year.
Yep. She actually finished her treatment. Her cancer's in remission, and she just had her final surgery, so she's in recovery, but everything went well, so that's why she can't be here today. But Erica's going to talk a little bit about what we've managed to... fundraise, like gather from our company and as well as our donation, and then we're going to turn it over to Jed.
Awesome. Well, why don't let's talk about that, Erica. What were you guys able to generate? The company match that you guys do is excellent. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, the even more exciting part is actually the company, the employees themselves who have been really donating a lot and putting in a lot for themselves. This year we've raised over $3,500 from the employees,
awesome.
And then we've matched that, bringing that total close to seven, plus our annual $5,000 donation.
Awesome.
So bringing in, you know, a little over 11,000.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, we're happy to help and happy to be a part of this every year. It's so important and so close to our hearts. So
this year we've just started, like in July, and we're already over $4,300 towards next year, which the company will match, plus the $5,000.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's great. So Sophia was actually our highest donator this year, but obviously she can't be here. So Jed was our second highest, and he just wants to share a little bit of his story with his experience with cancer.
Oh, thanks, Deb. My mom fought numerous forms of it for years and years and years, and she managed to keep it in remission. After each treatment cycle, the whole system, essentially. And it's really, really important just to acknowledge how straining it is and the benefit of giving to those who are trying to find the solutions to it. If there's one thing I would love to get rid of from the world is cancer, and I know the Jimmy Fund is working for that.
How did you guys originally come up with the idea to raise money and to send it here?
Oh, gosh. We've been involved with WEEI for many years, and it's been the Jimmy Fund has been part of EEI every year, and it just we've had so many experiences between employees, family, customers with cancer that we felt that this was a really important thing to get involved in.
Now, you were saying, Jed, you can see where some of this money goes. What have you seen by some of the fundraising over the years, whether it's through the Jimmy Fund Telethon or in general, where that money can go and where it can help?
You know, from my experience, it's from the patient side, you know, holding mom's hand and knowing that, you know, bills are going to start piling up and folks being able to help, you know, manage the patient side of things. The generosity of folks is impressive, and it means the world.
Yeah, how have you seen the employees sort of embrace this and, you know, year over year continue to raise more and more money?
Well, like we said, we've had several employees deal personally with cancer, so they're very involved.
One of the biggest things was this was kind of, I mean... You know, it's always a sad story when there's cancer involved, but it was really something that brought, I think, the company together more as, we're a pretty solid family unit to begin with, but this is just another piece of that puzzle that really helps bring everyone together. And there's stories that have become unearthed through this program and this endeavor that we just, you know, you don't, it's not something that you necessarily always talk about up front. And now, you know, we've learned about Jed's struggles with his mother. And just in the past couple of years that we've done this, you know, we've learned about some people in our employees' lives that have cancer has touched. And now we know those stories. And now, you know, everybody's even more supportive of each other. And then, of course, you know, somebody like Sophia, who's experiencing cancer herself, everybody rallies around her naturally. But this is just a way to kind of, you know, everybody has their own story, and this kind of helps bring that out and bring everybody closer together.
Well,
you know, we're all in this as a team.
And we say, you know, and we say it, it's a cliche, but it's very true. It's a cliche for a reason that it's hard to find anybody who cancer hasn't touched and you know, experienced. And I guess, as you said, it's a way to bond, but also an unfortunate thing that we all deal with. And so you can donate 877-738-1234 online. JimmyFund.org, or you can text to give any amount. Just text KCANCER to 56512. Now, Deb, you mentioned Sophia at Howe's. I think there's another person you'd like to remember as well.
Well, it's our cousin, actually, and family, and she also experienced breast cancer, dealt with Dana-Farber, went into remission for 8 years, and then it came back. And that's one of the things I want to point out about the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. It's not just about the treatment. It's about the research and development that they do. And she went on 5 different trials that kept her alive for 5 more years so that she could see the birth of all 4 of her grandchildren. She has 5 now. But unfortunately, she did lose the battle.
Jed, have you found it where, you know, once you started talking about your mother, you had more people in common with you and more conversations started and, you know, learning about others around you?
What you'd said about being cliche is sadly true, because as soon as you start telling your stories, everyone has a story of how it touched their mother, their dad, their, you know, aunts, their brothers. And, you know, it is a conversation starter and definitely a way to, you know, connect when you're having those sorts of conversations.
Now, we were talking a little bit off the air before you guys got on here, and thank you again for the contribution. Closing in on $500,000, now up to $498,176. So thank you very much for that. We've been asking everybody, you going to the Red Sox game tonight? What are you guys doing? You guys are not going to be going to the Sox
Cheryl
game.
Cheryl is going. Yes.
But you guys all seemed a little excited about the Patriots. We were just talking to Hunter Henry. It seemed like you guys are a little upbeat on the Patriots, or I misread you over there, Jed? You just gave me a break.
You know, there's always hope.
That's true.
There is always hope.
Yeah, I guess. They're going to make the playoffs this year or no?
I don't know if I'd jump that
far.
That's the goal.
All right, I misread some of the excitement. Indeed what that is. Well, we do appreciate it, Deb and Erica and Jed, everything that you guys do, joining us yearly here on the Jimmy Fund Telethon. So thank you so much for coming out and helping us out.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I will encourage you again to donate 877-738-1234 online, jimmyfund.org. You can also text to give any amount. And sometimes that's the easiest way to do that. 56512, text KCANCER there. We continue to have the match up to $1 million through the end of the game here tonight. So we would encourage you to do that as well. And also, the Red Sox 50-50. I haven't told you about this for a little while. It celebrates over 70 years of support for the Jimmy Fund and the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Red Sox Foundation is guaranteeing a jackpot of $50,000 for the 50-50 raffle from August 18th to August 19th. A portion of those proceeds will benefit the Jimmy Fund. Fans in Massachusetts who are over 18 can buy tickets at redsox.com/50-50 now through the 8th inning of tomorrow's game. So lots of ways you can contribute and get involved. We're going to roll on here with more coverage from day one. Jimmy Fund Telethon live from Fenway Park.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.